This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
We're going to talk about business champions for kids. Robin Van Winkle from the Douglas Education Service District, the program facilitator for Business Champions for Kids and also for the Douglas County Child Care Coalition. So Biz for Kids being relaunched. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this program has actually been, or this initiative has been in place for probably about 12 years. It started, the Whipple Foundation was very interested, Ford Family was also very interested, held some business summits about the importance of early learning and what employers, businesses can do to support their families when they have young children who are really in a critical time for their development.
And obviously going through a pandemic and all that just kind of added to the whole issue.
Definitely. So Biz for Kids got off the ground within the last 10 years, did some pilot work with several big companies, but actually took a respite during the pandemic because businesses, you know, they had some other things on their mind. So now we're back and we have a new assessment that employers can take, and we are relaunching and really trying to get some traction. And as you said, during the pandemic, with the women who could not be in the workforce, who had to step out, with children not being in school, I think people really had a little bit of an aha on how important family-friendly practices are and what the role that businesses and workplaces play in that.
Well, the reality too there for a while was you had, if you had school-age kids, they were doing school from home. That added another layer to it, so it wasn't just the very youngest kids, but then trying to juggle that with being in an office or wherever, you know, place you're normally working is really kind of complicated. All that coming out of things right now, though, of course, businesses seeing a lot of shortages and being asked to probably think more creatively about how they deal with employees with young kids.
Right. One of the piece that came out this last year is SHRM, which is the Society of Human Resource Managers. They had in their 2022 survey, it showed that human resource managers are saying it was 52% thought that family-friendly practices were important to offer at work pre-pandemic. That has now skyrocketed to over 70%. So Biz for Kids, what we do, we are the local source that really helps employers evaluate and assess where they are with family-friendly practices and then also be recognized for their efforts.
So how does a business know if they would be considered family-friendly?
So we have a self-assessment that businesses can take. It's called Best Place for Working Families. It is open to any size business, small, 25 employees or less, to very large companies. And it assesses 10 research-backed policies that show a benefit to families, to children, and to the employer's bottom line, meaning in terms of their recruitment, in terms of retention, and then also overall employee engagement.
You know, I'm looking at some of your data here, talking about especially millennials. I mean, 83% would leave one job for another, the only difference being stronger family-friendly supports. It really speaks volumes.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen what is happening today. If you cannot find quality childcare, if you have to be at, if you have no flexibility at work, if you don't have those core benefits like a lactation room, like health benefits, like parental leave, and another company, XYZ company down the street does, you are going to think about that if you, when you're raising a family. But another important point is that when you look at employees that are parents, they tend to be more loyal and they actually tend to be more productive overall because they are good time managers. They have to be.
And if they've got kids, they've got the responsibility. They can't just decide on a whim to go get another job and hope that everything works out.
Right, right. So it behooves all of us to do this. And we know that it's just a really important time in a child's life, those first 5 years. That forms the base that everything else is built on. Their success in K-12 education, their success in post-secondary training and education in the workforce, and that shows that quality childcare and family-friendly practices really help people earn more and be more self-sufficient over their lifetime.
And looking from the business side, if you are in, it could be a lot of different kinds of organizations or industries or types of work, but if you've got to replace an employee because they go somewhere else that's got better family-friendly practices, you're not going to necessarily be able to replace them overnight, or you're going to spend a lot of time training somebody.
Absolutely. So we know that, you know, it can cost the 6 to 9 months of a person's salary when you have to recruit and retain. And that is if you can find the person with the skills necessary to replace that person here.
Now, talk about one of the other designations you have, Biz for Kids Early Childhood Advocate. What's that about?
So that is another designation that we have for employers. And this is for employers who invest heavily in early learning. Again, we know it is really, really important. So you could do that with a donation, with in-kind support. You could adopt a childcare. You could host a parenting education class or a kindergarten readiness workshop, all sorts of things. Buy books for a child care. We're even seeing some really creative things where employers are having a partnership with specific child cares, like a family-based child care, where they're helping with things like maintenance. If they need some work done, if they need help with payroll, if they need help with some other services, because right now most of our child care is run with family-based businesses. They are small businesses, and we know, you know, small businesses can struggle. So that's one of the things we're trying to do, is help these small child care businesses run like a business, and so that they can be viable, so that they can grow, and that they can stay open.
So it seems like right now where we are in society after the last few years is that really businesses have got to think more creatively and not just say, okay, be here at this time and we don't care about the rest of your life.
Right. So the best place for working families, that assessment assesses what they call 10 research-backed policies. Several of them have to do with core benefits, also your employee culture. Child care is a big one, but also flexibility, meaning being, you know, sometimes it's important to have flexibility. Sometimes it's important to have a standard work week so that you know when you can plan for that child care. And also to the ability that it's available to provide some opportunity for hybrid work. That's another one.
So if people want to find out more, you talked about some of this being on the website along with the web resources. Whatever other things are you doing on that you're doing to kind of reach out and talk to folks?
So I'm doing presentations to businesses and different sector, different industries. We're seeing a lot of interest from the healthcare sector as well as the manufacturing sector. Those are two of our largest sectors here locally. We also are providing we have a resource called a Child Care Toolkit, as well as a Get Started Guide for all employers. The Child Care Toolkit really walks employers through things that they may not even think of that they could really do to help their employees with young families. Have families.
Business Champions for Kids, Biz for Kids. That is the website as well. Robin Van Winkle, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Kyle.
8:39 on the Morning Report.